Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast covers everything tech. The hottest mobile phones, tablets, games. We review it, rate it, test it. Whether you're Microsoft or Apple, Android or iPhone, we'll give it to you
again and again.
Black and white. The Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast.
Hello there, everybody. This is Jay bringing you some more tech news to the GSMC Technology Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. So we have a couple of interesting topics to touch on this episode. Let's just dive right in. So the first one is, and I've talked a little bit about Facebook on the past, things that happen on Facebook, and I'm actually old enough where, you know, I was around in MySpace run. That's right. It's revealing my age there a little bit, but I remember when MySpace came out and MySpace was the big thing at the time. Everybody had it. Everybody had a profile, celebrities, companies, everything. And then Facebook came along and, well, MySpace kind of just went poof and disappeared. So Facebook has been around for a good while now, and I think it's still a pretty popular one. Yeah, there's others like Instagram and Pinterest and Snapchat and Google Plus, though I'm not sure if Google Plus is that strong anymore. But there's a lot of other, you know, places you can go on, you know, and, you know, build profiles and get followers and all this stuff. But I think Facebook is still one of the big ones. So one piece of Facebook news that came out recently is, so Facebook is going to allow you to clip songs to your profile. So what does this mean? Well, basically it says it's going to let friends learn about you as a person by streaming some clips of, you know, let's say a few of your favorite songs from your profile. And this is, of course, why I brought up MySpace. It's kind of a throwback to MySpace music. You know, MySpace, for those who don't know, used to be where you could post like a little song that like was, you know, kind of you or your personality or one of your favorite songs on there, like clips of them. You could do that in your profile. And this is the first time Facebook's going to be doing this. So you'll be able to choose tracks you can add to a revamped music section of your profile that'll now actually play the songs instead of just showing what artists you like. And you can pin your favorites right to the top of your profile. It's saying that the feature will launch in select countries later this year. It's true, while your friends won't be able to listen to the whole song, you know, they will get to watch an accompanying video that'll like collage, you know, artist photos and album art, like a music video of sorts. Facebook could eventually strike some kind of streaming partnership with companies like Spotify or Apple Music to allow full song streaming, but that hasn't been done so at this time. The new music section of the profile comes alongside the rollout of two other previously tested features that are all trying to build off Facebook's recently acquired music licenses from major record labels. So, what do I think about this? It's interesting. It's kind of interesting that they're doing this. It's really kind of interesting they've waited so long to do it, because, like I said, Facebook isn't brand new. Facebook has been around for a while now, and it's kind of weird that they've waited this long to, like, okay, now you can do this. And it's like, and I'm not really sure if it's going to be one song, if it's going to be like a playlist of songs. I don't know, right? I'm not sure. There could be good sides and bad sides. Is this true? Like it says, you know, people could go on your profile and they'll see that song's in there. And I'm wondering too, is the song just going to start playing automatically? Or you're going to have to press play on it to make the song play. So yeah, it'll reveal a bit more about yourself and your tastes and what you like, interests, things like that. Okay. But there's also, this is a double-edged sword I see, because for those that don't know, if you're, say, you're looking for a job for somewhere where, like, you know, it's going to be a nice job, they may check your profile on Facebook. That means you don't want, like, you know, songs that, you know, have derogatory lyrics. Probably not a good idea. So this is just kind of like, you know, you want to watch what photos you have on there, what kind of, like, you know, things you say on there. Well, now you want to be careful what songs you post on your Facebook, because it may not, you know, have the effects you think it will. So there's that. But And I wonder how easy is it to do this? Do you just can you just go on there and just like upload it on Facebook itself, or do you have to upload it off of like Spotify or Apple Music or iTunes or something like that? So I'm wondering what the process is going to be like to do that, because this article didn't really say much on that. And I just wonder if it's even going to catch on, because like remember it hasn't been on there before, and MySpace, it's not like MySpace is gone, but its popularity sure is gone. So doing something from a, you know, a social, like, you know, media site, like a social site, you know, that hasn't been in popularity for a while, I don't know if that's a good idea for Facebook. I'm just not sure. But this article did intrigue me when I saw it. I was like, oh, okay, interesting. And it just says it's going to, you know, in select countries later this year. It doesn't say if United States is one of those countries. I'd imagine it would be, but it doesn't really say. And like I've said before on here, you know, most things when they just go, let's throw something brand new in there, there's a problem with that, right? Where, you know, it may not be perfected yet. It may be, you know, need some fine tuning. There could be some bugs in there. What if, like, you know, you put it on there and it messes up your whole profile for a while, right? So there's all those issues that could come up. So this is another thing where, in theory, it sounds like a good idea, but we'll have to see how it actually plays out. Is it going to go well? Are people going to like it? Are people not going to like it? You know, I'm personally not sure. I'm not sure if this is something I would put on my profile. Let's put it that way. Like, yeah, I'll post things on there once, like, you know, cartoons I like or songs I like or scenes from movies I like. I'll do that, sure. But putting a clip of, like, some of my favorite songs, I don't know. Maybe I might do it. It just depends on, I guess, how easy it is to do. Because I know that when some new things come along, they're not always easy for people like me to do. It's just the fact. They're just not. There's a learning curve to them. They're not easy at first. They take a bit of, you know, fine-tuning to do and figure out. And if it's too hard, at least for me, I'm just not going to do it. That's just the reality. I'm going to be like, hey, this is too difficult. This is taking too much of my time, so forget this. You know, where there are things on Facebook I've used in the past where they're not that hard to use. They're not that hard to figure out. They're, you know, not rocket science by any means. So I don't personally have a problem, you know, doing them. I just don't. But if it's something like this, it could be good. I mean, I don't know. I guess I want to see. And first of all, I'd like to know when later this year. Is it going to be in the next couple of weeks? Is it going to be like, you know, in December? When in December? When in November? Like, is it going to, like, when is it going to happen? So I guess I'd like to know a bit more information about it too. And again, I really, really am concerned of, is this going to be user friendly? Is it going to be easy for everyone to do, or only certain people going to be able to figure it out? And will there be issues when it first comes out, or are they going to release it when they're like, okay, bug's gone and it should be just fine and simple and smooth sailing? And again, I do want to know, if it says songs, I am going to guess it's going to be more than one song, but it sounds like it's going to be like a clip though. It's not going to be the whole song. So it's not like you're going to have, you know, 7 minutes of Bohemian Rhapsody on there. It's going to maybe like 1 minute or 2 minutes, I guess. It sounds to me almost like a ringtone on a phone, right? If you want a ringtone on your phone, you're not going to necessarily have the whole entire song. Not necessarily. You can do that, but you're not necessarily going to have it. It's going to be like, you know, a piece of the song, a portion of the song. That's usually what's going to happen. So it sounds to me like it might be a similar thing that's going to go on with this. So it's interesting. It definitely caught my eye when I saw it. I was like, oh, okay. But like a number of things I've talked on this, you know, podcast lately, I'd like to know more. I'd like to almost maybe even see examples of how you use it. I mean, that would be, I think, really cool. You know, I think that'd be a great idea. Like, show, like, hey, here's how you use it. You know, step one, step two, step three, you know, like a YouTube video or a little tutorial, something like that. And but yeah, it might be kind of cool. And like I said, young people might like this more. I don't know. I'm not sure. Like, if it were me, I'm probably just going to post Disney songs in there because, well, I'm a Disney nerd and I don't really care. So that's the way it is. You know, I'm a big kid. If you haven't caught on that by now, well, I don't know what to tell you. So yeah, so this is coming to Facebook soon. When? Soon. That's all I can really tell you. I don't know how soon. It could be tomorrow soon. It could be the end of December soon. I don't know. And who knows? If it's really buggy, maybe it'll get pushed back to a little bit later. Who knows? But again, it's kind of an interesting story. It's kind of an interesting new feature Facebook is bringing along. And as I learn more about it, I'll be sure to bring it to this podcast. So we're going to take ourselves a short little break, and we'll be back with more tech news in a moment.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hey there, everybody. This is Jay back for more tech news. So I've talked a little bit on here in the past about 3D models and, you know, and 3D printing, and I won't say it's a technology I fully understand or I fully grasp or I even necessarily always see the, you know, big picture implications for. I know that it's got implications, it's got possibilities. I talked about a previous episode about where, you know, people are making guns with them and now they find a new way to find said person who makes said gun, so that they can catch said person who makes said gun before they, you know, harm anyone with said gun. So, yeah, that was kind of a mouthful, but that's kind of how it came out. So yeah, I've talked about some stuff about, 3D printing before, and where some of the 3D printers, the really good ones, are like five figures still. There are smaller ones that are like three or four figures. Patience is a virtue with them. It takes a long time for stuff to print, usually. But like some universities have them, some companies have them, but it's not something you're going to see everywhere yet, because, you know, there isn't really a need for them yet in like every home in America. It's just not the way it is. So I decided to, like, you know, I learned a little bit about something 3D related that I thought was kind of interesting, and I decided to bring it to this episode. So Apple is trying to patent 3D models. And what does this mean? So there was a patent filed by Apple Inc. that shows a new method to print 3D models using triangular tessellation. The patent office approved this method, which will break smooth surfaces into little triangles that will approximate the shape of the original model. Only about 5 days ago, this was, you know, approved. So the unique aspect of the patent involves the infill and surface. If you don't know, which I didn't know until I read this, the infill are little patterns inside an object that will help it retain rigidity. Most infill is usually fairly simple. It involves drawing shapes or squiggles inside an object in a uniform way to keep the shape from collapsing. This usually means that the entire inside of the object is uniform, leading to crackling or brittleness in the finished product. So Apple came up with a solution to this, and they're saying their solution would change the shape of the internal infill to differently shaped triangles, depending on the print, of course, ensuring that there is more infill on the edges of the object. The same system they're saying is used on the surface of the print to approximate smooth surfaces. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that Apple is trying to make a 3D printer. No, that's not what it means. Apple is not coming out with a 3D printer next. Like I said, there's only a handful of companies that have them so far. And so far, even though Apple has jumped on a number of different bandwagons, you know, computers, laptops, cell phones, tablets, readers, they're starting to jump on that bandwagon. 3D printers is not one of those bandwagons they're jumping on, at least not yet. And I think it's a smart move, to be honest. So, but it does mean that, like, you know, there's a printing researcher at Apple who is looking into a problem that has come up with other 3D printers and has created a slightly more efficient method for designing 3D printed parts. So that's basically what this article is saying. So it's a little confusing. It was definitely a little confusing the first time I read it. It's still a little confusing now, but it sounds like It's basically like, you know, one of these researchers found a program or created a program and, you know, like to kind of maybe like take care of an issue that I guess is happening with some 3D printers. Now, personally, I've never used a 3D printer. I've only seen pictures of 3D printers. I don't think you can even buy 3D printers in stores. I could be wrong. Maybe you can buy them at some Best Buys. Maybe. But I want to say, I'm not sure, to be honest. I want to say no, but I'm not sure. And like I said, like they have the really big, really good 3D printers, but they cost, well, a lot more than, you know, most people can afford. That's just the truth. You know, it's just the reality. And even the smaller ones, they can't print giant objects. And if that's not enough, they're just like, they take a long time because, you know, they use like plastic spools, I think is what they use. So you have to put the plastic spool in there. And if you want to do different colors, you have to use multiple spools, which I'm not even sure that many 3D printers can do that. I'm not really sure. It's a technology that to me, or as far as things go with me, I don't know a lot about. I certainly don't claim to be an expert. I certainly don't, you know, claim to know everything about it. No. I don't. I admit this. I'm totally, you know, just that's the way it is. But it is a technology that, you know, I guess has some issues, which with new technologies, I've said before, not a giant shock, not a giant surprise. And it looks like this actually is kind of interesting. I think it's kind of interesting and kind of cool because, you know, if people say, hey, you know, I print this thing and it comes out, you know, the edges are all messed up or, you know, it's cheap or it breaks easy or some of that. Well, this new method to print 3D models might prevent that from happening. I don't know. I don't really know. I didn't see if there's been much testing on this yet. I'm not really sure. I don't know, would this be used just for smaller objects or bigger objects or how many issues are coming up before they decide to make this? And does it mean that eventually maybe Apple is thinking of getting into that market? Does it mean that? I mean, I don't know. I just know that it's kind of interesting. It definitely was something I read. I'm like, oh, okay, Apple, 3D printing. You know, two technologies that, you know, a technology company, a technology that is slowly on the rise. Now, again, it's slowly. It's not something that's going to, like, you know, just rocket up, like, you know, and it's just not going to happen. It's just the reality. But it is something that, you know, is slowly starting to, you know, get bigger, slowly. But again, it has to be kind of like, because, again, this is showing my age, you know, when laser printers first came out, they were not cheap at all, not even a little bit. And if you want to get a really big, heavy-duty one, it's still probably not insanely cheap. Probably not. But you want to get, like, you know, a simple home-use one, it's not as expensive as it used to be. At least if you're going to do black and white. Color, it's a little bit more, but that's a whole different beast right there. So, like, I think this will start to take off when it starts to become to a price where people go, hey, I can afford that. Or, hey, I'm willing to use that. Hey, you know, that's something that I think might be kind of cool. So that's why I see it. So when that stuff starts happening, I think it's going to, you know, start to become a bit more user-friendly, and I think more people will, you know, grasp onto it. But until then, it's going to be a technology only, like, you know, so many people have for, you know, certain, you know, fields and reasons and things like that. So yeah, and I honestly don't know what tessellation means. I'm just going to be honest with you. I wish I knew, but I really don't. But it's kind of like, you know, like if someone sees a bug and someone goes, hey, you know what, I could come up with something to fix that bug or maybe to alleviate that problem. That's pretty much what this article is. It's, you know, I don't even think it named the person who did it, but you know, it's kind of cool they did this, and like I said, hopefully now, there will be, what we'll see, like, you know, the good things of, you know, them doing this, but it may not be for a while, because like I said, even Apple isn't jumping on that bandwagon yet, so if they're not jumping on the bandwagon yet, we may not see a whole lot of implications yet. And also, it's hard to say, does this new, you know, method, what models does it work on? Does it work on all 3D printers? Does it only work on some 3D printers? Is it compatible with all computers? Is it only compatible with some computers? So those are things to think about too, with this new method. So yeah, so stuff to think about. So we're going to take ourselves another short little break right now, and we'll be back in a few moments with more tech news.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hello, everybody. This is Jay back for some more tech news. So this is one of my favorite parts of the show, and it's kind of become a tradition when I do these tech episodes lately, is there just has to be some video game news. It just has to be. So there's been a number of games I talked to lately. They're coming out in the near future. They're going to be really big games. Fans are really excited for. And I don't think I've talked about this one before. And this is a game that I've played most of them. I played Super Smash Brothers on the N64, the Nintendo 64, and I'm sorry, I was not impressed. It didn't have many. The levels were kind of simple. The bosses were kind of simple. I think there was Master Hand as a boss. I think that might have been the only one though. Adventure mode was there even an adventure mode then? There may have been. There may not have been. I don't fully remember. And I don't know, like it wasn't a game that gripped me. Like I said, the roster wasn't that impressive, and the game just didn't really surprise me much. Now, of course, years later on GameCube, they released a new game that was called Super Smash Bros. Melee, and that one was pretty amazing because it kind of learned from the lesson of the previous, you know, game. It went, okay, you want, like, you know, better levels? No problem. You want a more challenging adventure mode? No problem. You want more players to, you know, fight as? Absolutely. And it did. I think it was a leaps and bounds better game in every sense of the word. I owned it. I loved it. I played it. I unlocked everybody. They even introduced in there where there was a way, if you got through adventure mode on hard mode quick enough, they introduced two cool new features. One was where you would fight Master Hand and Crazy Hand at the same time, which was not an easy battle at all. And then there was some way, too, where you could fight Giga Bowser, which was a very, very challenging boss fight. It was fun, and it was cool to unlock it, but, man, it was a challenge at the same time. That was the idea, right? Super Smash Bros. Brawl, I played a bit, but I can't say, like, oh my god, it was an amazing game, and I loved it to death. I can't really say that. I can't say it's a bad game or, hey, don't play it. I just, I never got hugely into it. It's just the way it went. But it was a fun game. You know, I enjoyed it. I found it to be a really cool game for the little time I got to play it, but I never had a chance to, you know, own it myself, right? I can't remember if that one was on the Wii or the Wii U, and I don't even remember if a new one came on the Wii U or not, to be honest. I want to say maybe, but I do know what happened was then they came out with a game on, I think it was the Nintendo 2DS, which was a new Smash Brothers game, handheld, and I heard fans really, really liked it. Again, it's not a game I got a chance to play, but when I went to E3 this last summer, they had, you know, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate there. And, yeah, it's going to blow all the other games out of the water. It really is. So, the game, you know, has an insane amount of, you know, different stages to fight on. It's got an insane amount of new weapons, new abilities, But the thing that is the most amazing about this game, the thing that, like, you know, blew fans away then, and new people just keep getting added, it seems like, you know, constantly, is the roster. The roster has, they're saying, every character who's ever been in a game ever, and plenty of brand new characters too. So when I was at E3, they had Ridley, which, you know, has been there since the original Metroid, but you actually get to play as Ridley. And they've got, they announced they're going to have Dark Samus now, which is going to be really, really awesome. They've got Samus. They've got Zero Suit Samus. They announced they're going to have K. Rool in this game. I think they announced two people from Castlevania are going to be in this game. I mean, like, yeah, like, it, this roster is, like from what I saw on the website that I looked on recently, they're going to have at least 68 people to play as in this game. Now, I don't know, and I almost am, kind of hesitant to assume that, oh, you'll get all those characters just boom when you buy the game, right? I want to say probably not. Now, I don't think you're going to have to DLC, which, you know, Nintendo, please don't do that. I think that's not a good idea. But I think a safer assumption is, you know what, kind of like in previous games, you'll start with so many players in your roster, and then as your game goes along, there'll be ways to unlock them and things like that through different quests and, you know, things like that, I would think. But I don't know. I just, like, Nintendo was kind of new in the DLC game. They've only had it since, like, the Wii or the Wii U. So I don't know if it's something they should do for this game. I don't know if that's a good idea. But, like I said, from what I played of this game, I actually got to try this game twice. The first time, the person was a much more skilled Smash Bros. Player than I. They just were. And I got my butt kicked and handed to me, and that's just the way it happened. The second time I got to play it, was someone more on my level, you know, a little rusty. And I really enjoyed it. You know what? It's cool where they bring all these different characters together and all these different arenas. In these games, you're like, they're not always just like simple, hey, you know, just go there and you're fine and you fight. No, like, they, you know, if things come up, they have challenges come up, they, you know, like, things you have to dodge and things like that. And I think this one actually has up to four players playable at a time, which it isn't a brand new feature, but it's kind of a cool feature nonetheless. And they've had that, like, on Brawl and if there was one after that. So, like, it's not, like, a brand new feature. It's still a cool feature to have. And I think this is going to be one of those games that's going to really, really do well. Usually the Smash Bros. Games do really well. Fans really enjoy them. And like I said, the biggest thing for this one is the roster. All the different people you get to play as and fight as. The graphics look amazing. The levels I got to play on were just breathtaking and challenging, and they weren't even necessarily always brand new levels, but the graphics look so much better than previous games because, of course, brand new system. And it's going to come to Nintendo Switch, so that means you can actually, like, you know, travel with it if you want to. I still haven't done that with my Switch yet, but you can do that, so you can play this game on the go. And I want to say it's probably possible to, like, you know, play with people, you know, across the Nintendo network. That's probably a way to do that. Or it's not Street Pass, but it's called something like that, where, you know, you can do that. And I'm sure there'll probably be an adventure mode, which would be really, really fun. That's always, and adventure mode is sometimes a way to unlock characters, so that might be one way to do it. And there'll probably be other new modes as well. So let's see, what else do I see about this game here? Yeah, they're going to have Inkling from the Splatoon series. Ridley is in this. Returning fighters like Wolf, Ice Climbers, Pokemon Trainer. There's going to be faster combat, newer attacks, new items, new defensive options. You know, the nice thing is if you have previous Super Smash Bros. Amiibos, they will all be supported, so that's really great. You know, and so there's going to be just a lot of really, really, like, you know, cool. It's going to be, I think, the best game in the series yet. The only real problem I have with it is I wonder, you know, are you going to be able to make another one after this one? It's kind of a good question. It's a good question to ask. It's like, Nintendo, are you going to make this game so good that you just can't, like, you know, do better than this? And I wonder if that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing. So I have a few concerns and a few fears about this game, because don't get me wrong, I'm excited for it. I want to play it. I can't wait to play it. I think it's going to be an absolutely amazing game, and I mean that. But at the same time, I'm like, Nintendo, should you be a little careful, though, maybe? Like, just be a little, you know, a little, like, just that you don't make it so good that it's like, hey, there's no way we can ever do as well as that, guys. That's the best we're ever going to do with this series. So, I kind of hope that doesn't happen, but we'll see. The game does come out for the Nintendo Switch on December 7th, so it's coming up. It's only about a month or so away, and on YouTube you can see some of the videos of some of the new characters they've announced, and keep an eye on there because there's maybe even more characters announced. It's a possibility. It wouldn't surprise me. So other than that, that's all the tech news we have for you for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it and learned some really cool things. And we'll be back real soon with more tech news. We'll be right back.